AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The FBI has begun contacting Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a video calling for U.S. troops to not follow illegal orders. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging U.S. troops to defy illegal orders say that the FBI has contacted them to begin scheduling interviews, signaling a possible inquiry into the matter. The Pentagon has already announced that it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Federal Aviation Administration is anticipating its busiest Thanksgiving in years. Hundreds of thousands of flights are scheduled, and wintry weather could delay some of them. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island sent fountains of lava 400 feet into the air. It's the 37th time Kilauea has shot lava since last December when the current eruption began and has since been erupting on and off. Joanne Branson, the wife of British billionaire Richard Branson, has died at the age of 80. Branson announced her death yesterday on Instagram and LinkedIn, but no other details were disclosed. Asian shares and U.S. futures advanced today after benchmarks on Wall Street surged on hopes the Federal Reserve will soon opt to cut interest rates. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A missing football coach is facing criminal allegations. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Reports that a football coach from Southwestern Virginia's Union High School had disappeared days before the undefeated team's playoff game made national news this week. Now Virginia State Police say 46-year-old Travis Turner is being sought on child sex abuse-related charges. Warrants obtained Monday show the coach faces five counts each of possessing child pornography and using a computer to solicit a minor, with additional charges pending. Agents went to interview Turner at home last Thursday as part of an investigation, but on their way were notified that he was no longer there. The search of the surrounding area has included drones, dogs, and rescue teams. State police say Turner is considered a fugitive. In the meantime, Union won their matchup against defending state champion Graham High School over the weekend, with defensive coordinator Jason Edwards stepping in as interim head coach. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.